Bundy, it's your chance to have this guy play in your street.
You got that kind of love that makes me know it's true. When heaven dreamt you up, God took
his time. Welcome to the show, Casey Barnes.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
That's okay. Now, did you go to school in Bundaberg?
Well, yes, I did. It was only 12 months back in 1991. My dad used to be a high school teacher, and we did like a teacher exchange program where we came up to Bundy for 12 months, and a teacher from Bundy went down and lived in Tassie and taught down there, and yeah, went to North Bundy High.
Oh, the best school.
Love Bundy. It's a great place.
So did you have a team in Bundy that you played footy for?
I'm sort of born and raised in Tassie, so don't get me wrong, I love my NRL as much as I do my AFL, but because I'm from Tassie, I played AFL up there. So I think we were called the Kangaroos. That was the local footy team I played for. I don't know if they're still around, but I know the local footy ground, it was famous in town because it used to be the local tip, and they turned it into a footy ground. And it wouldn't be uncommon that in the middle of the game, you'd sort of put your hand down in the dirt and feel something. You'd pull out like a metal rod or something out of the ground. It was pretty crazy.
Now, when you lived in Bundaberg for the year, do you remember what suburb of Bundy you lived in?
The street name that's coming to my head, I might be wrong, was something like Woongarra Street or something.
Yeah, there's a Woongarra Street. Yeah.
That's where we lived.
Okay. And do you remember, did you have friendly neighbours? You didn't have any biffo with the neighbours. Were they quite nice?
We had great neighbours. Mm. In fact, one of the guys on one side was a fisherman, so he'd often go out, and if he got a good catch, he'd swing us a few fish. And no, we had great neighbours. It was nothing but good memories.
We are on the hunt for Bundaberg's friendliest street. Maybe Woongarra Street will win. Let's talk about your new song. I want to know about this. Kiss Me Like You Mean It.
Kiss me like you mean it.
Now, let's say if I'm out at a nightclub at 3 a.m.
Whoa. Because, I mean, let's be honest. You started your relationship with your better half, Mark, with that exact statement. For me to set the scene for you, Casey, Trace, been on radio here, a legend of Bundaberg for over 12 years now. Now, is this the wrong, right thing to do? She hooked up with a listener. Anywho, Club Hotel, very prominent place to go out in Bundy, and they just macked on like there was no...
He asked me out. He was really hot. I was nervous. I had a couple of fireballs and got pretty tanked before I went out because I was nervous. And as soon as I saw him, we...
You kissed him like you mentioned.
Yeah, I kissed him with, you know, tongue and everything like I was a teenager.
Velocity.
And that was the start of the relationship. So is that what your song is about, your new single?
That's terrific. I wish that's the whole storyline right there. So
maybe I could be your poster girl for the song.
Well, that's pretty much it. It's about, obviously, it's pretty fiery. There's no mucking around. Just get straight to the point. And in fact, we have made these things. I didn't know if they were going to be as popular as they have been, but we made some Kiss Me Like You Mean It T-shirts to mark the single coming out. We've been selling them like hotcakes, so I reckon you'd look great with one of those.
Oh, when you come up to Bundaberg to perform in a street, can I be your backup singer and wear that shirt?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Or, back to the origins of their relationship, could get both Trace and Mark, both with Kiss Me Like You Mean It t-shirts, reenacting that moment.
6 years on, we don't mac out like we used to.
Good. That's good. You probably should live at the time.
Casey, it's been lovely chatting to you. We are looking forward to you hitting town and playing in someone's street. Wonder which street will be voted Bundaberg's friendliest street. Casey Barnes, thank you so much for the chat.
Oh, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys.